Hey True North, it's Tuesday, May 19th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to the 27th episode of True North Daily. Don't be a fool. It's a common phrase you might hear in jest today. Yet in the Proverbs, this is more than a saying, it's actually a command. For us today, the word fool often is used tongue-in-cheek, not meaning much. But Proverbs lays out that all people in this world are either wise or a fool. If wisdom is what we should earnestly seek from the Lord, well, being a fool or folly is what we should run from. And although we're called to be fools for Christ, what Proverbs teaches us is that we're not to live a life of a fool. You see, within Proverbs, the framework is of a father speaking to a son, and during the whole book, he is imploring him to follow Lady Wisdom and to stay away from Lady Folly. And well, what does a life look like following Lady Folly? Well, again, this could be a sermon series on its own, but I want to anchor ourselves on the first warning of being a fool in Proverbs, found in chapter 1, verse 22. It's written, "How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing, and fools hate knowledge?" You see, what Proverbs is getting at is that every fool is out of touch in reality, but in their own distinct way. And within this first verse, we see two descriptions of a fool: the simple and the scoffer. The simple are those who simply believe anything. They're lazy in the mind, not wanting to think out a thought or decision, and they rather choose easy, rash, and hurried decisions. The simple are those in today's world who get swayed by every dramatic and spectacular headline in the news during the crisis. They get their views from pundits, politicians, and cultural trends, rather than taking the time to ponder on their own. And I do fear for many in the church, especially those who may be lukewarm in their faith, fall into this category. That for a lot of us, we never really take a second thought when we read scripture or hear a sermon. And we think, oh, we already know those truths, but never take time to actually think them out on our own. And what this all implies is this: to ultimately choose a wise life is to live a diligent life. The simple life is an easy one. For myself, I often find that I'm in this predicament as well. I often find myself loving the idea of change more than the process itself. I love the idea of me running every day. I'll research and buy new running shoes. I'll plan a route on Strava. I'll set a reminder on my phone. Yet when push comes to shove, and I actually have to run, a nap or a quick YouTube binge often wins out. You see, a simple man may be busy in planning, but never move his feet, while a wise man does more than just think and dream of their decisions, but actually does the heavy lifting involved. Now, secondly, there's the scoffer. You know, what the scoffer, or in other translations, the mocker, shows is at times being a fool is not just about your mental capacity, but it's also your attitude. A scoffer always needs to add a cynical opinion. They are always skeptical of everything that comes their way. They debunk all opinions and all truths, while acting smug and as if they're the smartest person in the room. And living in a postmodern, meme-driven world, it's an easy temptation for all of us to fall into. You see, we live in an age where the deconstruction of ideals and opinions are held more highly than truth itself. To seem wise in today's age is to roll your eyes at all. Yet a cynic is never cynical at the heart. But rather, cynicism or mockery, it always stems from a wounded heart. You see, it's a form of protection, a defense mechanism. If you're against everything, well then, nothing can ever pierce you. So often behind every cynic is trauma. Maybe it's from a broken romance. Maybe it's from hearing insults behind your back. Maybe it's not having your parents fulfill what you thought they would give you. You know, the best quote I heard about cynicism is this: the cynic is never truly and completely cynical. Rather, they are still recovering from hopes that grew too painful to confess. And I say that as a cynic myself. You see, this type of foolishness doesn't come out of apathy, but rather a wounded heart. And you see, for both features of a fool, we both need motivation and protection, fuel and assurance. And where else can we find that other than in the person of Jesus Christ? When we look to the cross, we can both see a motivation to live a life of wisdom from the cost it took to save us, and at the very same time, a promise of salvation, an assurance that not even death can take this bond away. Let's pray. Lord, as we strive to be wise, also allow us to fight our foolishness. Maybe it comes in forms of simplicity, maybe it comes from a cynical heart. But rather than leaning into those temptations, allow us to look to the cross to find a way to wisdom and to fear the Lord. We thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.